Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 10 March 2025. Welcome to the next program tonight. I have a special treat for you tonight. I'm gonna bring up a couple minutes. I'm gonna make a couple announcements and bring it right up. I want you to listen to some guests tonight that y'all been hearing about for a long time. Before I do that, though, a prayer request tonight for Jim and Penny. Just remember, Jim and Penny, health issues and financial issues. So keep Jim and Penny in prayers. I know you prayer warriors out there hear these, because tonight's people we're going to talk to are evidence, proof of your prayers. And I mean that. I mean, they truly are. So keep Jim and Penny in your prayers, please, for health problems and financial problems. And folks, I don't know about you, but I know myself, that just paying having enough money coming in just pay the electric bill and the utilities is taxing my income. So keep them in prayer, please. And don't forget now, I'll not be with you tomorrow night or Wednesday night, but you won't miss me any. Tomorrow night, Jerry will be on with Power Policy, Jerry Barrett, and then Wednesday night, Summer Dre be on with Superior Mountain Herbs, and you know that woman's a walking encyclopedia. She'll be sharing with you information about what she's offered on Spatial this month and answering questions also. She's not going to miss me. Now, Thursday, the office will be open. Chris will be here taking phone calls, taking orders, whatever. So please feel free to call. And by the way, if you call, Chris loves hearing from you. I know you may think it's silly, but she loves hearing from you folks. She treats you, she feels like your family just like I do. Y'all been out here a long time. So you can call Thursday if you like, place orders if you want to, whatever you want to do, but call 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, folks, you'll save us a lot on the phone bill if you'll call 304-846-4448. That's 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Now, our guest tonight, I tell you what, I'm excited to bring on. It has been a while. They've been on before, but it's been a while since y'all been praying for him. My grandson, Dylan, when they had the accident back in December, severely, severely burned and hurt. He's still got a long ways to go, folks, but he's up and moving, and he's going, I'll see him tomorrow evening at his sister's wedding in Missouri. And my brother, Dick, Richard, I call him Dick, who the last 4 or 5 months had been in so much pain that it was hard for me to even watch him, because he was in pain so much he was in tears. And I'll let him share his testimony, but let's go and bring him up tonight. I'll bring Dick up first. Seeing how he's getting to be an old man, bring him up so he won't die on us in the meantime. Dick, are you there?
Yeah, I won't die, but I might fall asleep on you.
Good to have you. Folks, this has been my brother now for over 75 years. I've known him since he was born. And that's been a long time ago. We come through a lot together, a lot of years. shared two wonderful parents and grew up in the country running through the woods. That's a fact. Now, I'm going to bring up my grandson, Dylan. Dylan is my oldest grandchild. He just, I think, 23 years old, soon 24, I believe. Is that right, Dylan?
That's right, 24 in April.
Wow. Doggone, I'm getting old. But anyway, how about that? Well, thank you both for joining us tonight, and I do appreciate it. And I'm going to start with you, Dick. Seems like I said you're the senior here. We'll let the young guy hang on a minute.
Okay.
Tell the people about what you went through for the last few months.
A lot of pain.
Oh, go ahead. Share it.
A lot of pain. It's much pain. Tears running down my cheek. So painful. Oh, I couldn't describe it. So painful. But I'll tell you this, prayer works.
Amen.
Praise God. Prayer works. Over and over and over and over again. The pills would, but prayer did.
And I'll
testify to that sin I buy.
He called me sometime in the middle of the night, so much pain, and the Lord would touch his body immediately, and he would go to sleep. Now, this is the truth. Now, I'm not bragging on me. I'm not bragging on Dick.
It's the truth.
I'm bragging on our Savior.
Truth. I was in so much pain, I couldn't stand. I couldn't say it. I did a taller and scream, and I hurt so bad. A two-minute prayer, and I laid down and slept like a baby all night long.
Amen.
That's the truth.
Amen. That's the power of our God. Hallelujah. Now, you had five broken vertebrae, right, Dick?
I had 13 broken vertebrae.
Oh, 13. Wow, okay.
My backbone is collapsing on itself.
Oh, my goodness.
So I got one more shot to go. One more shot to go. If that don't help, it's going to freeze burning my nerves in my back.
And it's been about 5 months, right?
Since the middle of October.
Okay. And it kept getting worse.
Quite a while. Kept getting worse, and I lost 22 pounds.
Yeah, he did, folks. He was down by skin and bones.
Took a lot out of me. I got a lot to get back.
You will. You're gaining ground already. But I just want you to tell the folks that their prayers made a big difference, didn't it?
Yes, and I got neighbors cooking for me. They're fattening me up at home cooking.
Don't worry, folks. That's I know Dick, Dick will milk it far he can. He'll milk it forever. Go ahead, Dick.
That's right. I got good neighbors and loved ones. They're bringing me food every day, so I won't have to get up and try to cook for myself. And fend for myself. My neighbors are here with me. I can't say how much I appreciate them.
Yeah, I just want you to come on Dick tonight and let the folks know that you're doing much better and their prayers were heard. I know you appreciate more than you can say. It's hard to talk about without choking up because it's hard to believe that enough people all over this world actually care enough to pray for us old hillbillies. But they did, didn't they?
Yep, the doctor said he was going to get me out of pain. He didn't lie.
Amen.
He got me out of pain. Amen.
And how many times do you think it was that you called and just want a prayer right on the spur of the moment, in the middle of the night even? And how many times do you think it was the Lord just relaxed your body and let you sleep?
Bunches, numerous times, 2 and 3 in the morning. Just over and over and over. But the God's truth, people, I'd lay down and sleep like a baby. Pain would completely leave my body. Totally leave my body.
And I hurt so bad I couldn't sit.
And 13 broken vertebrae in my back. And I've had that trouble for years. It just got worse and worse. And I was too hard-headed to go to the doctor. So this is the shape that left me in. Then ended up getting double pneumonia and flu on top of that. It took out my right side of my heart. I've only got 30% of my heart working. It done a number on my heart, too.
Folks, there you go. You heard it right from the man's mouth, what your prayers have done to help him. And I'll just have to join him in saying thank you, because he's my brother, he's my little brother. And I can't imagine him not being around. Although when he's growing up, there's probably a few times I wish he wasn't. But now I keep him. Anything else you want to say, Dickie?
Yeah. Yes, I thank you all out there. I appreciate every one of you. God bless all of you.
Everyone,
my son, you take care of yourself, and I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you. I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to seeing you, son.
I love you, Dick. I love you. Now go to bed and get some sleep.
Love you all.
Bye-bye. Good night. All right, folks. I want you to hear his voice. He's real. He's just a man like you and I. But God touched his body so many times that I can't imagine the power that had to be behind that. To have 13 broken vertebrae and pain so bad, literally tear dripping off his chin, and God took away the pain. Now, along about the same time this happened, got a phone call from my son Eric, Dylan's daddy. Please go to prayer, Mom and Dad. Something bad, really bad, just happened. He didn't know what it was yet either. But there was a huge explosion and fire. Dylan and his little brother, Ryan, got caught up in it. Ryan was burned somewhat, and traumatic experience for him, still trying to get through that. But Ryan is healed quite well. Thank you all for the prayers for him and the cards you sent him. Dylan, on the other hand, was burnt over 50% of his body and third-degree burns. Have been going through a tremendous amount of pain. I can't even imagine the pain he's going through. Skin grafts and other things had to go through. He is now home. His daddy's taking care of him at home. He is gaining ground. He's able to eat a little bit, and I'll get to see him tomorrow, hopefully, before the wedding. Dylan, tell the folks a little bit about you and what happened and how many cards you think about? How many cards you think you got? Just go and share what's on your mind.
Well, I just want to start off by saying I'm so thankful for everyone who sent me a card and was praying for me, because I felt it, and without this support, I couldn't make it through. This has definitely been the most pivotal experience of my life, and without the support, I don't think I could have made the next step. So I'm just super thankful for everyone, and like my papa said, I'm gaining ground pretty quick, and I'm slowly getting more independent, and hopefully by the end of the year, I'll be back to living alone and working a job and everything. So, but yeah, other than that, it was just a horrible accident that happened, and, you know, it was fortunate that Ryan and I made it through, because it really could have ended up way worse than it did.
Yes, it could have. And you were in the hospital how long?
About 2 months.
They're expecting more like 3, weren't they?
They thought 3 to 6. I got out in 2.
All right, now, folks, y'all, I know y'all remember that. Go ahead.
The doctors and nurses were just enamored by how well I was healing and how quick I was healing. I was getting major surgeries, like major skin grafts, which are huge surgeries, and I was walking within a week. After every surgery, you know, thanks to your guys' prayer and everyone's support.
All right, folks, you hear that. I know you all knew this because you were praying in faith, believing. But I want you to hear the proof right from their mouths, what they went through and what y'all's prayer meant to them. I mean, my brother with 13 broken vertebrae, you can only imagine pain. And my grandson with 50% body burned and third-degree burns. Now, Dylan, I know you're still hurting some. Does it hurt constantly or different times?
It hurts constantly, but it definitely is worse in the mornings. And I get random nerve pains with the nerves growing back. But it's pretty constant. But I'm getting used to it, and I'm on pain medication to help me with that. So I'm blessed for good doctors that want to listen to me and help me out.
And your prognosis is before you think you can be independent again, maybe the end of the year?
I'm hoping. Like they said, I should make a full recovery. And, I mean, that's amazing because most people with injuries like this don't. But I'm blessed to be healthy and have a healthy body that was able to recover quickly and withstand the trauma like this.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, folks. This young man, when he was 10 years old, I guess, I'm guessing, would come out here and spend most of the summer with us. He loved it back here in the hills of West Virginia. He loved to be in the woods. He loved going to catch frogs and just play in the mud and whatever he could do. He was just a country boy at heart, and the first year he was here, he filled my yard full of all kinds of sticks and almost like logs, dug out of the woods, and he was fascinated by rocks, and he'd bring in all kinds of things, little treasures he found. I mean, he spent about every summer here. He did. And, of course, he outgrew that finally. He had to go to work and hold down a job. He came in last year, a week after Thanksgiving, and wanted to go deer hunting. He did hunted hard. Saw lots of deer, but he won the buck. When he finally saw a buck, he got buck angry. Somebody shaking. Somebody couldn't shoot the deer. So, anyway.
I couldn't see the sight anymore.
We had a great time with him. And he went back home one long later. He got hurt. But I'll look for him back here sometime soon, spending some time with us again because like I said, he grew up here loving the country, and we had a lot of good times together. He was awful hard on my Kawasaki mule side-by-side, but it survived with a lot of bumps and bruises, but it made it through it. And he's back
now. Hey, it has scars like me.
There you go. Yeah. Maybe that was payback. You reckon? I don't know. I have to ask a mule about that.
Maybe that's karma. I don't know how it works, but.
Oh, gracious. Well, Dylan, what else you want to tell the folks tonight?
I just want to give my thanks to everyone. Like I said, this was the hardest thing of my life, and the support was overwhelming. I mean, it's wonderful how so many people can conjure together and get behind someone and support them through something. Like I said, I was getting so many cards I can't even count. And I read every single one, and it's just wonderful. I remember I was in the hospital bed, and I asked my dad to read me quotes and verses from the Caring Bridge, or when I got a letter in, I'd ask him to read it to me, and, you know, it really, like, warmed my heart and let me know, like, there's a bunch of people that's behind me here, and I got to keep fighting for them and, you know, for myself.
Well, that is a powerful testimony, Dylan, and you are just living proof that prayer does make a difference. You truly are.
Yes, I am.
It makes a difference, and I think maybe this helped you understand a little more about the love of the Lord, too, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. It did. I still have questions, but I did feel a lot of love.
I mean,
I wonder why it happened and all that.
Yeah.
But I understand that He loves me, and He doesn't want evil things to happen to, you know, His creation. It just happens because we live in a world of sin. So it just kind of is what it is.
We do.
But He helped me get through it and overcome it.
That's right. And the stronger you, the more you overcome this thing, the stronger you get. It's like yep. Running an obstacle course. It's like running an obstacle course, Dylan. The more you run an obstacle course, the stronger you get with each run. You know that too. So you went through a huge obstacle.
Yep.
And Romans 8:28 made a promise to us. You get a chance to go off the radio, read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. There's a promise in there.
Okay.
And it says all things work for our good if we love Him and are part of His body, His church. But that's, and then when you're going through these things, and I've been through some things too, not like that necessarily, but some pretty bad things. And I had to, when I was going through them, I wanted to look, Father, I don't know what Your will is for this. But I never questioned Him, Dylan. I say this to the glory of God, not to me. It never dawned on me to question Him why I was going through it. I just asked Him to give me strength to get through it. And I think that you've learned some of that too, that when you rely on Him and trust Him, and people praying for you, a lot of miracles can happen. And right now, you are a walking miracle.
I know. They said when I showed up to my parents, they didn't know if I was going to make it or not for a long time. And they said with burns like, you know, big burns like this, you kind of just flip a coin. But, you know, it worked out.
Well, we won't go and give up on you. There's no way.
I know. And please continue to keep praying. I'm fighting this battle for a while, and it's going to be lasting. I mean, I can feel the skin grafts decontract on my body, so it's hard to breathe sometimes, and I can't move my arms all the way or my hands all the way yet. And I have more upcoming surgeries. I have a surgery in 2 weeks that they're going to do a scar release on my right elbow and graft up a bunch more on my hands, on my knuckles, where I had scabs that went to my tendon. So just keep praying for me, because I'm still going to be going through quite a few things in this next year.
Amen. Amen. Dylan, well, I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. I really feel sorry for Chase, your sister's fiance, but what can I say? He is what it is.
He chose it.
He did. But I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow, and I promise you I won't pat you on the back too hard.
Yeah, all right, I'll scream.
Buddy, I love you.
Right, I love you.
That, right? You know I love you.
I know, and I felt it. I appreciate you having me on your show tonight.
Well, that's all right. Folks wanted to hear about you and my brother, and they have now, and they see the results of the prayers. And that's all there is to it.
Yep.
I'm just so glad that you got a chance to do it. Amen. All right, I will let you go. You tell everybody that to behave themselves, and I'll see him tomorrow sometime, Lord willing.
All right, can't wait to see you. I love you. And thank
love you
everyone
too,
for praying for me.
Okay, right. God bless him. God bless you. Folks, that program could be ended right here, and I'm saying more than enough to glorify our Father in heaven. We can't glorify him too much, that's for sure, but what a wonderful, wonderful testimonies. And people that you all literally were praying for day and night. And I've thanked you many times, and I'll thank you again for doing that. To see my brother out of pain, able sitting in his chair and not crying over the pain. You know, it's hard to watch anybody suffer. But somebody that you love dearly, as you do your brother or sister or your husband or wife, or whoever it may be, or your grandson. It's a burden that's just hard. It's hard to explain. It's a weight that wears on you. You might not even know it, but it wears on you. It can cause stress. I don't care if you're a Christian or not, folks. It can cause stress because you have a heart. Even our Savior sweat drops of blood in the garden. He's under a lot of stress. So I don't feel guilty sometimes being a little stressed. I just ask for more strength, more faith, and I ask him to increase my faith in him that I can do more and glorify him. Then I see the testimonies come out of my brother and Dylan and all the prayers y'all brought forth. Folks, this strengthened me a lot too, because whether you like it or not, this life is like a vapor. This life is a vapor. I'll be 76 come this September. Seems like I was in the fourth grade about 5 years ago. Life is a vapor. Seems like I just got married 5 years ago. Been almost 54 years. Never dreamed about having babies, much less great-grandsons. But my Father in heaven has been good to me, a lot more than I deserve, folks. The blood of Christ was shed on Calvary. That was shed for me, for remission of my sins and your sins. Is the hope we have beyond this world. I can't imagine living in this world in today's time and situations and troubles and tribulations and frustrations and aggravations and the hatred that's in this world. Not just between races necessarily, but between peoples. We'll call them liberals and conservatives, for example, Republicans and Democrats. The literal hate that's been spread and nurtured because the love of Christ has been gone. Love of Christ has been taken out of society as a whole. Now we're seeing the opposite come in. You know, the Bible tells us in Colossians that through Christ, who created all things, through him, by him, all things consist. In other words, he's a mortar that holds the society together. When you take the mortar out of a building, the building tumbles. No matter how pretty it looks, no matter how well you do it, the first sort of puff of wind blows everything over. That's how it is with a society, a family, an individual even. Without the mortar of Christ in their heart, in their minds, in society, it crumbles. It crumbles like like bricks are with no border between them. It crumbles. It literally falls apart. And then people sit back and scratch their head and wonder what happened. How this happened? I mean, we had a society that was growing and prospering. All of a sudden, we're fighting among ourselves. Our finances are being destroyed. How'd this happen? Simple, folks. We took the mortar out of society many, many years ago started. Many years ago. Especially in 1963, when we took prayer out of public life, so to speak. The nation started falling very quickly into what you see today. I can't fix the nation. I can't even fix one individual. But I can share with individuals the hope that we have in Christ. And I'm praying that tonight's testimonies may strengthen some of you all so you understand more about what I'm talking about. Our prayers are heard and they are answered. Our Father in heaven, if you're born again, washed by the blood, filled with the Spirit of Christ, and born again into his family, become joined in with Christ, you're more than victors in Jesus Christ. You're more than conquerors. And he cares about you and what your life is all about. He cares about your family. Things happen in families, folks, I do not understand. But I don't have to understand. I walk by faith, not by understanding and by sight. I just know this world, Christ said, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. He said you're going to have tribulation. And it's true. In this world, you're going to face situations and problems. Even Christians do. Oh, we all do. The difference between someone who doesn't believe in Christ, who's not born again, the one that is, we have someone to turn to with strength that will give us peace and joy through the situations. The world doesn't have that. The world can't offer that. So people turn to man to fix their problems, to governments. They put their faith in man, they'll take care of the situation and make their life better, make it more secure, make their lives more pleasant. Not realizing that they're just putting a Band-Aid on a wound that's hemorrhaging. It doesn't help, but very little. It's temporary at best. When people start realizing that, they understand that without Christ, there is no fix, no permanent fix. Their lives will start changing. No, it won't happen overnight. And circumstances that you live around, the part of the world you live in and what you're going through may not change on the outside. But that's not the important part. You'll be changed on the inside. You become a new creature in Christ. Old things in your life will pass away. All things become new to you. I know we're going to break, folks. Back at the break. There's a lot more to talk about on your phone calls this half hour, as always. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. As I said, for the next couple of nights, I will not be with you here. I'll be in Missouri, Lord willing, with our granddaughter and my son, his wife, and the rest of the family together for a wedding. It's going to happen Thursday. We'll be back hopefully on Saturday. But I know that you'll do fine. Jerry will fill you in and do a great job for you. I know that. And, you know, Summer always does a wonderful job. So, I mean, and, of course, Chris will be here, like I said, Thursday, all day long. Take care of whatever you need. So don't be afraid to call Thursday. And if you want to, just call and give her a hard time. She enjoys it, too. She does. She's been in this office with me for over 25 years. She was going to be here 2 weeks, so I found somebody. It's been 25 years, and she's like a daughter to me. Really, she truly is. So I've been blessed. I'm blessed beyond words. Now, the phone line's open now. I'm going to take a phone call, I think, in a second. Let's talk to our buddy Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in.
Yes, hello, Pastor Butch. It was nice to hear. It was nice to hear the voices of your brother and your grandson. I've been praying for them on a regular basis.
Yes.
And, you know, it's really nice that your brother's neighbors are helping him out. That's really touching. Unfortunately, in my situation, if I wound up in a similar situation as your brother, not only would I go through the pain, but I'd probably starve to death on top of it. But that's another story. What you said before about it's hard on loved ones to watch their loved ones suffer.
Yes.
You know, I remember, Pastor Butch, 20 years ago when I went through cancer. My mama was alive then. As a matter of fact, she would only be, at that time, she was 2 years younger than I am right now. It was harder to watch my mother's anguish over my sickness than it was dealing with the sickness itself.
Oh, I bet. I can only imagine, yes.
Yeah, it was much harder. It was nothing. And I was in pretty bad pain, but watching my mother's heart break and watching her anguish, I'll never forget that. That hurt me more than anything.
You know, if you love somebody, any kind of pain they're in, your mommy was in pain with anguish, it hurts you. I don't care. You may be the one that got cancer, but to watch somebody you love actually be in anguish over that, it hurts you because you don't want to cause them to suffer either, do you?
No. As a matter of fact, I told my mother something which I should have never told her. Now when I look back in retrospect, I said to her, because I beat the odds, you know. So
right.
I told my mama, I said, look, mama, it's not too good, and I'm ready to go if God should take me. Oh, boy, that was the last thing I should have said. You can't tell a mama those things. I just wanted to see her more calm and relieved, you know.
Yes,
but you
yes.
can't tell a mama that because a mama doesn't want to hear that. I thought I was trying to help her, you know. But,
you did what you thought was right. That's all you can do.
Yes, because it hurt too much to see her that way.
Yes.
But I found out later that I only tried to make it easier on her. But you cannot tell a mama these things because a mama never wants to hear that from her child. But what are you going to do? It brought back memories when you said that. Pastor Butch, I'll continue praying for your brother and your grandson, and God bless you now.
Well, thank you, Chance, and thanks for the call, and thanks for being there, my friend. You have a good week. All right, let's go next. Let's stay right here in the state and talk to Kelly. Come on in, Kelly.
Thanks, Butch, for taking my call.
You're welcome.
As far as Dylan and Ryan and Dick, Joe and I have constantly been in prayer for all three of them. We've sent cards, which I know they're appreciated. Matter of fact, I sent a humorous card, which really probably lifted them up.
I hope so. Yeah,
but,
sure.
You know, those two were testimonies that God was there at all times.
That's true.
And you know,
that's very true.
Yeah. And we pray for, you know, healing for, you know, for ourselves and especially for Joe, for his, you know, his ailments. We went to the VA today, and they, you know, drew blood, which is good. And, you know, it was nice to be, they were very friendly in the VA hospital or in the clinic or whatever they call that. Anyway, okay. There, you know, it was a trip to go to Clarksburg this morning, but it was a beautiful day to drive. We're praying for you and Marcia Jean for your travel.
Thank you.
Tomorrow. Yeah. That
Thank you
have
so
safe
much.
Travels. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate Kelly.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I could go down and see the wedding, but I can't make it down there.
I understand.
Yeah.
I do.
I'm sure Marcia Jean will take a lot of pictures.
Well, I don't know. She probably will. I don't know. I don't get into that stuff, but I know she does.
So. Well, she probably will on her cell.
Probably so.
Yeah,
but thank you, Kelly,
then,
for being there. Thanks for y'all visiting Dick once in a while, too.
Yep. And have a good evening.
All right. Talk to you soon. All right. I mean, that was, and what can I say, folks? We're blessed. We are more than blessed. Let's talk. Let's see. Let's see who's next here. Let's go talk to Christina in Missouri. Christina, welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch. Thanks. Yes, we've been praying for your grandsons and so on, and I just wanted to give sort of a quick, interesting story about a friend of mine whose daughter was driving home from work one day. She was a single mother, and she saw her apartment building in a raging fire while she was driving home from work. So some of these things happen to us and we don't understand. But anyway, this lady, my good friend's daughter, went to the bank to apply for a loan so she could go and have another place to live. And the vice president of the bank fell in love with her, and she ended up marrying him. Yeah, so sometimes a disaster can turn into a good situation if you trust in the Lord. And so we have to keep trusting him no matter what it looks like in the natural, right?
Amen.
So that's
Amen.
What
that, that's,
story
you know, Christine, that's easier said than done sometimes, isn't it?
Exactly right. We have to just keep pressing on, keep trusting him. Thanks, Pastor Butch. Have a good evening.
Well, thanks for the call, honey. Appreciate it. Folks, phone line's open at 844-769-2944. I'm waiting for a call. We'll like to share with you a couple of news items I think are very important. And I'll take phone calls. Any topic you want to talk about tonight. Like I said, I'm back with you the rest of the week, but don't you worry about anything. You'll be well taken care of, and I know you'll take very good care of Jerry and Summer, too. If you want to call and share something, please do, 844-769-2944. You know, this is something we talked about back in 23 when Israel supposedly got a surprise attack, which we know was a bunch of hooey. Israel was not did not have a surprise attack. They knew about it just like we knew about 9/11 and Pearl Harbor. But anyway, would you believe me? I told you this was not a surprise. Now, Israel's media, reveals that Hamas is actually funded by Israel, and of course, Israel funded by the U.S. So, now listen to this. Now, supposed to report by Israel's Shin Bet, their internal security agency, which is similar to U.S. FBI, was published in Israeli media this week, where they revealed that that the Israeli government has in fact been funding Hamas long before October 7, 2023 terrorist attacks. This news was scarcely covered in the United States media or spun in a way to downplay significance. So Israel funded Hamas. We funded Israel. Now, why would Israel fund their enemy and open up their borders for an attack? Do you think that maybe perhaps this takeover of the Palestinian peninsula, I guess you could say, the Palestinian property, so that Trump could put on a Riviera-type vacation spot, could have been planned in the past? Could this all been worked on in the past and maybe planned on? Could this be part of a cover-up to further the goal of Israel and Trump, their new emperor, I guess you could say? By the way, Trump did convert to Judaism several years ago. Last time he was in office, he converted to Judaism. Yes, he did. So understand this, folks. I'm just telling the truth. Get mad if you want. That won't change the truth. Get mad if you want to, though. I'm just telling you the truth. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Good evening, Pastor. It sounds like good news all around. Everybody's starting to heal up a bit.
Amen.
And the little
Amen.
Boy, if you remember, little boy who's 2 years old who was in the auto accident and had they weren't sure he was going to make it either. He gets to come home next week. He's got to have 24/7 care while his brain is still healing from the accident. But he gets to come home next week.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Keep prayers going for him because I thought that was just wonderful news. There's another miracle of God, you know.
Amen.
That's three.
Hallelujah.
That's
you know, that's, I mean, I can't always understand why, as Christine was saying, Jan, I don't always understand why things happen. And I don't always understand when sometimes what we think should be answered in prayer is not answered. I don't understand that. But that's why he's God. That's why he's sovereign.
Yeah.
That's why Jehovah is who he is. That's why Christ is who he is. So we walk by faith. You know that's all that we have to walk by faith. I mean, he doesn't always deliver someone out of the fire, so to speak, or from persecution, but he's always with them until the end. So we have to keep that keep that in mind and that perspective that he's always with us no matter what.
We do have to keep that in mind. I know that. He knows what's best. He knows what's best. And there's always a reason. You may not want, you know, you may not know the reason, but there's always a reason But I said, he's got a plan for that grandson of yours.
Oh, I believe that. I do believe that. I do.
Look at all the people that they touched.
Yes.
And who have seen this miracle. And seeing the miracle, the doctors, the nurses, all these people see this, and I'm sure they're going it. You know?
Yeah, and you know, you look at my son. I'm sorry, go ahead, Jan, go ahead.
Go ahead.
You look at my son's family. His daughter, Allison, one we prayed for 3-4 years ago or longer. Remember how we were praying for her because she was so messed up. She come on and told her story and then come on later on and give a testimony to see what God brought her through, protected her through. And now she's going to marry a youth minister Thursday. Tell me that isn't a blessing and a miracle of God himself.
That was his plan. Always his plan. Trials. Your son's family has had enough trials, I think. But I'm not God to say so. But I think they've had their share of trials.
Well, trials can make you strong if you let it.
And their faith is still strong. Faith is still strong, and that says a lot about you, Pastor, because you gave them that foundation of that faith.
Well, I appreciate that. I tried to teach him something where home. It's all the glory of God. I'm just a servant, but thank you for saying that. I appreciate that.
There you go. You keep us all, keep us all straight.
Well, it's a labor of love and a family of God. You're part of the family. You help us keep things going here, too. I mean, we've been hit really hard financially last couple of weeks. We've been hit really hard financially with the ministry. Things popping up. We didn't know it was going to happen. Increase in things. So we're struggling. Yeah. But folks like you keep it going. Yeah. So it's all teamwork.
Well, I've got a refund check coming from my IRS whenever they get around to it. We can do some more, maybe. Maybe we can do a little more this month again.
Thank you so much. God bless you, sis.
At least 3 families in North Carolina that this one ministry was helping get back into their houses, back into their houses again. So he's at work. He's doing his, he's doing good. Just like always. We got to remember.
Amen.
It's up to God what happens. If we don't have a hand in it. It's up to God. We got a hand into the mess we get ourselves into. But that's us. We got ourselves into it,
That's very true.
Ourselves up. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, that's we work together as a team.
Travel.
Thanks for the call. God, thank you, Jan.
Safe travel.
God bless, sweetheart. Thank you.
Go ahead.
All right. By the way, folks, Phil will be doing his best to have some service this coming weekend. I want to tell you about that. There'll be Bible study, and Phil will not be doing it as I do it because I won't be there. He'll be probably doing a half hour with a dedication of prayer, as he always does from 10:30, 11 o'clock on the second, third Saturdays. And he'll be doing a couple hours of the video. But you can call, listen to him if you like. You can call it and listen, or you can listen on the online by going to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and you can listen online. And just hit on Rumble, and there will be. So just please feel free to do that. 10:30 a.m. Eastern. If you can't do that, listen on the phone. I call on 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. And you can listen to Phil's. His videos are always powerful. I mean, very, very powerful. So if you get a chance, be sure to listen Saturday morning. Go ahead and join Phil in church Saturday morning. All right, let's go next to South Dakota and talk to Alan. Alan, welcome. Come on in.
Hi, Pastor Butch.
Hello, sir.
Hi. I'd like to know, how did Richard end up in the shape he's in now? What happened to him?
Well, over a lot of years, he had a lot of back problems, but he did have leukemia a few years ago, and the Tahibo tea actually healed the leukemia. Now, I'm telling the truth. He'll tell you that, too. The tea which he advertised healed the leukemia, but it already done some damage, I'm sure, to his back. They didn't specify that. But, it can settle into the bones. In my mind, it already done a lot of damage to his backbone. It just kind of degenerated with all that.
Oh, so is the leukemia
that's part of his back? I think that's part of it. I really do. But thank God that Hebo T helped take care of that. It's no longer there, but it done damage. That's what I do believe it was. and his backbone just kind of degenerated after over a lot of years, and to the point now that 13 broken vertebrae.
So, boy, that's horrible.
Yes,
that's
it is.
Really horrible.
Yes, it
so,
is.
Where did he live? Has he lived in West Virginia all his life?
Oh, yeah. He and I have been a lifelong residence of West Virginia. Yes, we have been.
Is he older than you are?
He's about a year and a half younger than I am.
Oh, younger.
Yeah. Boy, yeah. He comes to our Bible studies. He lives about 20 minutes from where Phil Hudock lives, our producer. He comes to Bible studies when we have church, or he did until he got sick. They're going to try to get back here again, of course. But he lives about an hour and 45 minutes from me.
But he still had back problems before he had leukemia.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he had back problems long before that, yes, but it just got worse then.
Yes. What happened? It's like he did a lot of hard work and it was hard on his back or something?
Well, I don't know how. He and I both have done a lot of physical work. We heated our houses with wood and coal. We cut our own wood. We did what we had to do. We always worked hard physically. That's the way we were brought up. So, yeah, that was part of it, I'm sure. I mean, you know, my back bothered me a little bit too, but nothing like that, thank God. But in my mind, leukemia is what really kicked it into high gear.
Well, all right. So, yeah, maybe he didn't have a water filter like you had, you know, the Big Berkey and now JMCC.
That's true. That's possible. He's always had well water and spring water. He's had pretty good water, but as far as I know. But, you know, well, you never know anymore with what they're dumping on us every day. Who knows what's in the water?
And what about Dylan? How did he end up getting burnt?
They were doing a science project for his little brother in his apartment. And he was going to make a smoke bomb, and it blew up.
Oh, God. Science project? Oh, boy.
Yes. Yes.
That's the most dangerous science project I've ever heard of.
Yep. He'd made lots of them in the past, and I guess he thought he could do it, and it just, for some reason, it happened. So there we are. It was a mess.
Wow. Well, I feel sorry for both men. And then they're both supposed to make full recoveries, aren't they?
Well, Dick will never probably get his backbone back like he had, obviously, but they have controlled the pain. They can get rid of the pain, and that's a big victory in itself. Dylan will make pretty much a full recovery. He'll have some scars, but he'll make pretty much a real recovery. He's only 24 years old. We're almost 24 years old, so he'll be fine. He'll come out of it.
I hope at least, you know, Rich will be pain-free and Dylan will be back to normal.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. That's so sweet. Thank you so much. I do appreciate it, Alan. Thank you.
You deserve it, and your brother and grandson deserve it even much more.
Well, thank you. God bless you, Alan. Thanks for the call. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, and I appreciate what he just said. If I deserve it, it's through Christ. It isn't me, believe me. Oh, if y'all live with me for a week, you probably don't speak to me again. Let's go to Gene in Ohio. Gene, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, sir. I'm calling to alert all your listeners of those no-hide laws.
Oh, yes. We're going to discuss those on the air soon. Yes. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. They will usurp the Constitution and our Bill of Rights.
Yep.
And only the people of that religion will be allowed to interpret those laws, and that will deny all other religions any voice. I have no qualms about those type of people, but I'm not going to let any other country's religion come here and dictate over my Constitution and Bill of Rights many men and women have fought and died for. That's all I have to say, but I want to say thank you for having a great program and blessing America with your strength and your wisdom that you've learned through all those 30-some years. And it has been a true blessing for all of America. I hope you never go off the air. If I had a lot of money, I'd be sending it down there, but I just don't.
Well, thank you, Gene.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. What a sweet call. down about the last 2.5 minutes here, folks. If you want to call, please hurry. We'd love to hear from you. 844-769-2944. And thank you all for the sweet things you say to me. And I mean that seriously. But I know me real well. I'm probably one of the weakest servants there is out there. But I think the difference sometimes, folks, is not because I'm so much stronger. I know I'm weak, but I know who is strong. Yes, I go through situations and frustrations and aggravations like you do. Sometimes I question things, but not to the point that I doubt. I just wonder why things happen like they do. But in my personal life, and now in my family life, I can see how the Lord works through these situations to make us stronger and to bless us somehow and bless others. Keep your eyes on Christ, folks. It's not going to get any better in this world. I know people want to hear this. They want to think Trump's going to do things to save us, but it's not. It isn't going to happen. He's going to make it much worse in the very near future. No, I didn't like Biden. Biden was a perverted heathen. But in a lot of ways, Trump's not much better. And so don't put your trust in that. Don't do it. Now we have courts, for example, ruling that the Amish, this is in New York State, the court ruled that Amish had to vaccinate the children. And they are being fined for not doing it. So, no, it's not going to get any better. Trump backed the so-called vaccination for COVID. Don't put your trust in any man, including me, please. Pray for me that I may have wisdom to tell the truth and follow me as long as I follow Christ. But when I veer off this word of God, you get away from me. But please, my friends, my brothers and sisters, put your trust where it's going to make a difference. It is not going to get any better in this world. I wish I could say it was, but it isn't. No, we didn't get a reprieve. People said, well, we got a 4-year. No, we didn't. No more than we did under Bush or Reagan or anybody else. We're going to see God's judgment on this land and world move ahead. Maybe not the way that some people think it ought to or whatever it may be. Maybe it'll look like some good things are happening for a temporary period of time. But it's only temporary. Very good chance will be a full-blown war with Iran any day now. Any day now, folks. Trump's already told Iran, if you don't, we're going to bomb your nuclear facilities. Iran said, if you do that, we're going to wipe out every base you have in the Middle East. And they're big enough to do it. I mean, we're trying to bully Russia into a treaty with Ukraine. I like to see peace there also. But, folks, I'm afraid that America has lived longer than it should have, perhaps, because of the wickedness that we spread all over the world. Only by the grace of God are we still here and in semblance at all. Pray for one another. Seek God's face in your personal lives. Understand that we're just mortals. And folks, I do love you. By the grace of God, I will see you next Monday night on the radio. Have a wonderful week. Take care of Crystal while I'm going. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.